Jared, second time going up against Ohio State. What's different when you see a team for the second time and you've got that, you know, actual game experience instead of just film to fall back on?
You get an idea for what players like to do, not only watching them on film, but, you know, guarding them in person. And it's a lot different.
Does it help? I mean, you know, do you find that when you're playing a team for a second time that you're a little, you know, quicker to recognize or things like that?
Definitely. In plays, you kind of get an idea of what they like to run, what they ran against you, what they think will work against you. And it goes both ways, though, because Ohio State will know what we like to do, our tendencies against them. But I think it's good to that first time get to know what they like to do.
You got any tricks up your sleeve that they haven't seen yet?
I guess we'll see.
When you look back at that first game, would you say that that's probably as aggressive as you've played at any game up to this point of the season?
Yeah, one of them. I played pretty aggressively against Michigan State a week or so ago. But, yeah, one of my more aggressive games.
What made that Warrior more aggressive? Was it just a matter of the matchups that you had, specifically individual? Or?
It was just mindset, just going out there trying to be aggressive.
Is that something that you feel you've been continuing to work on? You mentioned the Michigan State game being another game. Is that something that you just kind of try to keep as a focus as you're going through and preparing for tomorrow and going forward?
Definitely. I just try to each game be more and more aggressive.
Jared, you guys, you know, kind of got over that metaphorical hill of closing out a close game the other night against Illinois, and a lot of guys talked afterwards about just, you know, it was a game that you weren't going to let yourself lose. How do you keep that mentality now moving forward so that you go into the next game and the next game and after that of just, you know, not allowing yourself to lose?
I think you lose a couple of close games and you get it in your head, you know, from then on, you know, it's always in your head that we, you know, the last couple games we lost close ones. And I think it gets you down, but you win one like we did in Illinois, and it really hypes you up. And you're not thinking about those losses anymore. You're thinking about that win, like, we can do it. It's encouraging.
Gabe made a comment after the game Saturday night about how he noticed the team when you guys were down 5 around the 8-minute mark. Instead of showing panic or whatever, it was more composure and just kind of sticking with it and having confidence that you could come back and win. Is that something that you noticed as well as you're sitting on the bench? And is that something you could see going forward for you?
Definitely. Yeah. I completely agree with that statement. And I think we did a great job of not showing any panic. You know, we get ourselves in a hole and we just dug ourselves out of it.
You might get matched up defensively against LaQuinton Ross, who is one of the leading scorers in the Big Ten right now. What do you see that he does well, and what do you need to focus on defense to try and keep him out of the box score?
He does a lot of things well on offense. You know, he shoots the ball extremely well. He can drive. He can make plays for others. I think just he's more of a perimeter player, and he's not going to post up that much. So trying to get him off the three-point line and have a good closeout and whatnot. Good thing to focus on.